In May of 1243, a Belgian monk named Hobbabilis Cloun made an announcement. He declared that the most precious thing in the universe is a way of life. For Sardonians, fighting is their way of life, a thing they love dearly. Chapter 13.
Martina, not down that way, down this way, follow me.
Kev, you're going to end up getting us lost again. The mission to rescue Billy and Faf did not begin well. For Martina, it involved following Kevin as he darted about randomly opening doors on a spaceship. For Kevin, it involved getting lost and pretending he wasn't. They were some way along a large white corridor that led away from the landing deck. Kevin was insisting to make a 180 degree turn for the third time in a row. He stopped suddenly and scratched his chin.
Martina, we need to get hold of some weapons before we go any further. I'm pretty sure there'll be an armory near the launch deck.
Kev, can we just concentrate on finding Faf and Billy like Jerry told us?
Nobody tells me what to do. I do whatever I want.
Martina bit her lip. Fine, whatever you say, Kev. In that case, can you just concentrate on doing the thing that you want to do, the jury asked you to do? Before Kevin could reply, a wave of noise rattled from somewhere in the distance.
Clank! Drong! Clank!
Martina, you know well it'd be impossible for me to want to do anything that came out of that fella's head. And I tell you why. Because he's a dickhead.
Jesus, whisht, will ya?
That noise came from where we landed. The alien fighters must be back.
You see? What did I tell you, Martina? We should have got hold of some weapons when we had the chance.
Take it easy, Kev. They don't know we're here yet.
Crack!
The corridor echoed with the sound of footsteps, heavy and fast. Kevin and Martina looked around for somewhere to hide. Before they could move, the spaceship rumbled and was plunged into darkness.
Martina, have you still got the lighter with you? I can't see a thing.
Shh, will you? They'll hear us. Typical. I bet those fuckers can see in the dark.
Will you just shut up, Kev?
What happened next happened very quickly. For Martina and Kevin, it involved pain. For the Sardonians, it involved attempting to contain two intruders. Kevin found himself forced onto the ground. It was pitch black, but he connected with two hard punches while on his back. This bought him enough time to run. Now, the problem with running at full pelt in the dark is that when you eventually meet an object, there's never any warning. The wall suffered little or no damage, but Kevin was left unconscious. When Kevin eventually woke up, it was at the end of a large room. The lights were back on and he was alone. The room was filled with carefully stacked crates. He opened one. It was loaded with weapons. Despite the urgency of his situation, Kevin lost himself to a moment of profound reflection. It was a realization that he could have easily cleared zero tolerance, but fate and the game's time limit had stepped in. A realization that his purpose in life went far beyond sub-basement level 57. This was his destiny. Only he didn't believe in destiny. What he believed in was his ability to take the weapons from the box and use them to clear every level of the mothership. Martina, meanwhile, had absorbed several heavy blows before being lifted, carried, and thrown into a featureless room. The lights had come back on. She had expected torture, but the Sardonians had left. Only 50% of their mission was complete. Martina's hands shook as she began sticking cigarette papers together.
So much for friendship, she muttered.
She placed a line of buds into the papers.
I hope to catch you and batter you, Kev, she yelled.
Martina rolled the papers together and lit the joint.
Can anyone hear me?
She took a long drag and scanned the metal walls enclosing the room.
If anyone's listening, think I'm going to need a tin opener to get out.
Smoke drifted across the room.
Martina! Is that you in there? Faff? I knew I could smell grass. Thank God it's you. Where the fuck did you get to? I've been looking for you for ages. Faff, I'm trapped. Can you see a way in?
A door opened in one of the walls and Faff appeared in it.
How'd you manage to get yourself stuck in here?
Faff stopped and stared when he saw Martina. She'd earned cuts and bruises from her time with the Zerdonian defence squad. She had also gained a wide-eyed expression of terror.
Jesus, what happened to you? Are you okay?
I don't know, Faff. I think I'm okay. Me and Kev were attacked by the aliens. I think Kev escaped.
Or ran away.
And Pa and Jerry went off to find the control room. They took the van with them. And there's an alien in the back of it. And Sandra's off fighting Arcanons up in Corn Hill. And one of my feet is very sore. And I think the human race is done for.
Fucking hell, that's a busy morning.
Did you spot a toilet?
No, I don't think so.
Have you been looking for one all this time?
Well, sort of. I couldn't find one and had to give up. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Sure, it's the alien's own fault for not putting signs up.
Jerry who?
Oh, Jerry McLaughlin. He's helping us now. He's going to make the spaceship paranoid.
Jerry McLaughlin? The lad who cleared zero tolerance?
Yeah, him. Listen, Faff, we should get moving. The aliens can come back at any minute.
All right, so. Wait a minute. Why is Jerry McLaughlin going to make the spaceship paranoid?
Oh, I'm not sure. He reckons it'll stop the aliens destroying Earth. I'm sure he knows what he's up to.
Come on, we need to go. Have you seen Billy?
Billy who?
For fuck's sake, Faff.
Billy the Rant. You travelled into outer space with him.
Oh, Billy, yeah. No.
I thought he was with Gene.
The sound of an alarm blasted through the ship. It was followed by footsteps echoing towards them.
They must be coming back. We need to go.
Martina was on her feet and outside the room faster than she said the words. Faff followed her. They were barely out of sight of the room when Martina grabbed Faff and dived into another one. It was a good move. Dozens of armed aliens clattered by outside.
Where do you reckon they're all going?
Shh!
Shushed Martina.
Wherever they're off to, it's not somewhere I'd like to be.
Will you just shut up?
Faff couldn't stay silent for long.
I think we should probably wait here for a while.
He paused for Martina to agree. And when she didn't answer, he answered himself.
Yep, that's the best move. Things sound hectic out there, and the landing deck could be miles away. Here is a lot closer.
Closer to what, Faff?
I don't know, to where we are, I suppose.
Martina snuck a look out the door to make sure there was nothing there and turned back angrily.
What is wrong with you? An army of aliens just ran by and you're in here rabbing shite talk. You might as well run out to the corridor and invite them in for a chat. It's pure chance that we're still alive.
Martina, are you okay? You sound stressed.
Of course I'm not fucking okay. I'm stuck on a spaceship with you and an army of aliens. And Barry Farnan has been vaporised. And Billy the Rant went off of my stereo.
Faff shook his head. Martina, you're freaking out. Give me the White Widow. I might as well skin up. We could be here for a while. Martina handed Faff the materials and he began rolling the joint.
Tarrup!
An explosion echoed throughout the ship. Faff lit the joint and handed it to Martina, who took a drag and slumped down against the wall facing the door. They sat quietly smoking. Machinery rumbled somewhere below and was followed by more explosions.
Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta, tarrup!
The sounds were loud, but distant.
Wait a minute,
said Faff suddenly.
What time's it?
About 10:30, I think. It's hard to tell up here, isn't it?
Shit, fuck it.
What's wrong? I'm going to miss Magnum PI.
Martina coughed.
Jesus, you loaded that joint, Faff. Fair play.
You know what? Come to think of it, this place reminds me of the episode when Magnum gets shot.
Were there aliens in it?
No, but he was trapped in a big warehouse and thought he was dead.
Martina began rolling another joint.
You do know Magnum PI is not real.
Anyway, I don't get it. How does that remind you of this?
He couldn't get back to Earth either. Martina stopped what she was doing and stared directly at Faff.
What exactly are you saying to me?
Do you think we're dead?
No, I don't. Well, maybe a little bit. You know, it's a bit strange.
What is?
This spaceship.
Martinu continued rolling as Fast spoke.
I mean, if you think about it, it's a lot like what happened to Magnum. For example, there's no toilet.
Martina lit the joint, took a quick drag, and passed it on.
It's an alien spaceship, Faf, on a mission to destroy Earth. They probably didn't figure they'd need to provide one.
You might be right, still and all. It's a bit suspicious.
Whoosh, I hear something.
A dull thud echoed from below. It was followed by another, and then another. The noise was distant, but the whole room shook each time it sounded.
Martina crept towards the door. What are those creatures up to now?
They're either building something, or else that sound is a weapon.
Maybe they're building a weapon. Not that noise. I'm sure I heard a van.
Faf and Martina listened for several long minutes. The ship's alarms were punctuated with the distant sound of weapons fire. Every now and then, heavy footsteps clattered past outside. But there was no van. Martina was first to break from the vigilance.
So what happened to Magnum, Faf? How did he get out of the warehouse?
He visited his friends in a dream and then came back to life. At least he must have. He was grand at the start of the next episode.
Sure, that's no use to us.
Wait, I can hear it again.
Ah, Martina, you must be hallucinating. There's nothing familiar to be heard in that racket.
Not unless you go and convince yourself there is.
Faf handed the end of the joint to Martina.
Come to think of it, that could have been what happened to Magnum.
Martina finished the joint and stubbed it out on the floor. I don't think we're going to make it back.
Maybe it wasn't a dream at all. Magnum had just lost so much blood that his mind was playing tricks. You know what? Magnum must have been rescued by his mates, only they didn't have time to show it on the telly.
Martina rolled her eyes.
For fuck's sake, Faf. You're talking about this fella like he's a personal friend. His shenanigans don't make one bit of difference to our situation. Will you just shut the fuck up?
The room, and everything outside of it, went briefly quiet.
Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you. This whole thing is freaking me out. It's fine, Martina. If you're not allowed to throw the head when aliens are trying to destroy Earth, when are you?
Thanks, Faf. It's just that earlier on I thought it was fate that I was able to warn you about the invasion. And well, Kevin's plan seemed to be working. But now I'm not so sure. The distant thuds became a steady rhythm and the ship rattled with every pulse. Martina made her way back over to the door.
Faf, she said. If you could live your life again, would you have chosen a different way? A different story? Have you any regrets?
I wish I'd brought a camera. The view from out the window of the landing deck was pure class.
No, I don't mean just this evening. I mean over your whole life.
Rang, tong, grack.
What was that? That doesn't sound like the aliens.
They listened carefully. Hidden amongst all the background noise was the sound of a car horn. Following it came the crunch of metal scraping metal.
Shklang!
Is it getting nearer or farther away, Faf?
Sounds like it's turning around to me.
The turning around involved more loud crunches. They were followed by the sound of Jerry McLaughlin. He was complaining loudly about bad driving.
Come on, Faf, that's the lads. We need to move. Hiding in here won't save the world.
Or ourselves.